Hello and welcome back to the podcast. This episode is going to be shockingly short, but I'm just going to get to the point. You can hear in my voice. It is a bit emotional. As the title says, my pet passed away. My dog Bambi passed a couple weeks ago, and I've not been okay since. She came as a surprise to us, and we've loved her ever since. We've had her for about 3 years. There was just an issue in her brain. They weren't sure if it was a cancer or a tumor, but she had to be put down because it was causing her so much pain. Basically, we put her down on a Monday, and the entire Sunday night we didn't sleep, just because we were there for her, because she was not doing well. About 3 to 4 weeks prior to that, I'd been in and out of the vet with her because there's just been other issues as well. So she was just not well. She was a random stray that my father brought in. So there's no real history of, you know, knowing what the medical history of the pet was. She wasn't a purebred, so, you know, there's certain guarantees there. No, she was just a dog that came home from the street, and we've taken her in ever since, and it's been hard, especially for me, because I was one of the primary caregivers of Bambi. So yeah, I've not been okay since, but I've been getting there, which is why this episode is so late. And yeah, it's just been hard to grieve that. And then a couple days ago, I went to a funeral. A friend of my aunt, her son passed away, so we just went to go support. I personally wasn't very close to this aunt, but you know, she knows me and I know her, and she was very, you know, happy that we had come to the funeral to show our support and our love for her. So that was another grief that was just sitting in a church and being sad. And yeah, I wanted this episode to be better. I had written it end of June when this happened, and I still fully believe that, yes, it's sad, but I kind of want to cut it off as it happened in the beginning half of the year and move on to the rest of the year. So that's what I'm still gonna do. I had planned for July to be all about prepping for the next half of the year, as in the final 6 months of this year. So instead of releasing weekly episodes, I'm basically just going to plan out the 5 episodes and release them back to back in the last week of the month, which is end of July up until the 1st of August, which is a Friday. So that Monday to Friday, there'll be an episode every single day. And yeah, I need to just reset my life, learn to live with this, you know, grief and coping of things, and really just restart, because everything has been falling to pieces around me. So yeah, I've also been focused on job hunting and things. I went to a recruiter a couple weeks ago, and I've still been applying for work and things like that. So I just need to really pull myself up by my bootstraps, stop crying, and just, you know, get on with things. So this is just a quick update. Yeah, I've been grieving. I'm still occasionally sad about it. It's not something you just cry once and you move on. It's not that. Editing the vlogs is going to be a nightmare, because I mean, even just her last couple of weeks, she was very involved in it. So yeah, I don't know, but okay, we live and we learn. I also didn't vlog the last while. Anyway, before I keep rambling, that's all I wanted to say. I want to get this up so that I can at least post something so you guys know. And yeah, that's me in a nutshell. Thank you so much for listening. And I did have a song of the week, which was Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi, which I think is just very, very appropriate for this episode, because that's literally what I've been going on, just steam. So yeah, I will see you in the next episode at the end of the month. And until then, I'm just gonna pull myself together. So yeah, thank you for this and for all the messages from friends. I will be responding to a couple. You know you are. So yeah, thank you for taking this time. Be a better being, which I seriously need to take to heart, because I need to try and do that. And I will see you in the series in about a week or two. So until then, love you. Bye.